You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gear is back. There's Hilux stock available now. Contact your local Toyota dealer today. Now, if we could choose our call of the year, of course, it's a competition and it's out of a barrel, but this man would be right in the frame. His name is Andy from Traralgon. He'll be excited today because his Mighty Bombers are in action against the Pies at the MCG. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Jules. Morning, JoJo. How are you on this SXA morning, boys?
Beautiful,
going
mate.
Well, Andy. Good to hear your voice. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yes, it is. JJ, how you been, mate?
Just ticking along, just trying to pay the bills and do the jobs around the house, mate. But now I know you've got something for me.
It'll be curly.
Yeah, this will be. I've spent a bit of time doing some Anzac Day footy research last night. So what have you got for me?
It is about Anzac Day. Here we go, JJ and Jules. If you want to come in,
absolutely,
you'll know the answer.
My question this morning is: see, it's Anzac Day today. Name you both three of the best Anzac Day memories with Essendon and Collingwood.
Three. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you go first, JJ.
Paul Seedsman winning the Anzac Day medal.
2015. Yes. Good friend of mine. About 40, didn't he?
Did he?
I think he only had 40 that day.
Good friend of mine. I've also got a nice photo of him when he was subbed out in an Anzac Day game. Got the screenshot.
Don't bring him down.
Well, this was a retrospective. It was one of my favourites. Severio Rocker kicking 9.
My goodness me, did he terrorise Essendon there for a few Anzac days.
So there's 2. Can you
The first game. The first game, the draw, was unbelievable. 94,000. I reckon if they could have got... There was probably 10,000 outside the ground. And you know what? Nathan Buckley actually did the game a service. Streaming in, he could have had a shot and Collingwood win the game. He decided to pick... to try to kick it to Sav Rocker.
You all good, Andy?
You're right there, mate. He's just having a bit of a cough.
You all good.
All good, brother. Just want to
make
sure.
Tried to kick it to Sav Rocker and ended up the game being a draw. I'm not sure the game would be as famous if Collingwood just got one by point.
Well, Collingwood have got the wood, haven't they?
They do.
Overall. And medals, 19 medals to Collingwood players, 9 to Essendon players. You want to see that just level up a little bit?
Well, generally the winning team gets the medal. So hopefully if the Bombers win, they'll get the medal. Well, you can't go past David Zaharakis' goal. That is one of the iconic moments.
We went past it.
That is one of the iconic moments of Anzac Day football. It's a good question because I clipped up a few. I want to know people's, not your best game, not your best performance by an individual, but just your moments on Anzac Day that you remember. One that I remember, 97, Anthony Rocker kicked about a 70-metre torp.
Yep.
Huge kick.
Punt road end.
Punt road end.
Yeah.
Just absolutely launched a barrel.
I actually spoke to Sav about he and Anthony's kicking. He asked him who kicks it further because Sav obviously went to the NFL and did his thing. Anthony went for a tryout, but it's, for whatever reason, it didn't press on with it. I think some family reasons involved. Sav says he was a much longer and straighter drop punt, but Anthony was a far, far longer torp kicker.
Yeah, I don't remember Sav kicking torps.
Nah.
He didn't have to. Kicked it from 70 metres.
I enjoyed reading some, I guess, lesser light names who have won Anzac medals, like Andrew Lovett, Paul Medhurst, Zaharakis somewhat. He's probably been, a star at different stages. My man Seedsman, Jack Ginnivan. He's got a
kick 5.
Got an Anzac medal, so it's been.
You missed the big one.
Who?
Oh, Markie.
Yeah, well, I kind of left that out on purpose because his name was
still at school
enough.
In year 12.
Hopefully he's got some royalty setups for the amount of times his name will be mentioned today. But it's not always about the superstar player. And the Anzac medal, typically my view on, you know, showdown medals and Ross Glendening medals is like, come on, they don't mean anything really. Mm. But I think the Anzac medal is one that you can... there was a medal last night,
Was Jackie Hughes medal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disrespecting what it's named after.
I agree.
But is a best on ground, right? There's nine of them to be given out this weekend, technically. But I think the Anzac Day medal is the only one that has a little bit more substance to it.
Mm.
The only one.
I agree. Or if you're an Indigenous player and you won the Yaukan medal in the Essendon-Richmond game, I reckon that would mean something.
Yeah.
Mm. Eh. But I agree, in the main.
I think there's only
one. Doesn't the showdown medal mean something in Adelaide?
Oh, it does to those. I mean, now people say, you haven't won one, so what? How would you know? But Sam Jacobs used to roll around saying, I'm a three-time showdown medalist. What, so you've got best on ground three times in your whole career. Good on. Well done, mate. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Well, Link Allen's quick on the text. Don't forget the Glendening Allen medal in the
I said
in
the
Derby.
Ross Glendening medal. No, I didn't
the
know it was
Allen.
Shared.
No, it's a shared. Don't forget
he went rogue, didn't he, Ross Glendening?
He did.
Didn't he just give it to whoever he wanted?
He should have done that last week.
Giving it to Harley.
Yeah. Well, the coaches backed up David Mundy because he only got 5 votes. And
that was a good little exchange between Harley.
How good.
And, yeah.
Fantastic.
Mundy clapped back and said you should have got a touch
in the first 10 minutes. I might have given you more.
He's a good man, David Mundy.
He's very good. He's actually good talent too.
Is he?
Hey, Andy, before we let you go, give us your margin today and who's going to win the Anzac medal?
The margin?
Yep.
Of course, will be Essendon.
Of course.
About two goals.
Yep.
And best on the ground will be Zach Merritt.
Yes, I like it.
Safe picks.
Well, he plays well every week. Why wouldn't you?
No, he does.
Why wouldn't you? Andy, have a great day. Thank you for your call. So get those memories through. Just moments in Anzac Day. Could be a goal, could be a mark, could be a bump, could be a tackle. Anything you remember from Anzac days, let us know. Damien Cupido did have a big game. 2003, kicked